It's the Country Station, FM 95. Happy to have some old guests in the studio with us this morning. Well, guests I've had before, Tracy and Randy Parlier and their daughter, Lily. And their son, Evan, is in school now. And Tracy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You're from Galesburg, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've been standing up and fighting for your daughter, Lily, who's 3 years old, and just trying to give her a better life as she suffers from a rare disease. It's a spinal muscular atrophy. And Randy just told me a minute ago the how many get. It's rare. How many?
One in 11,000.
One in 11,000. And there aren't screenings
for
this. And that's kind of what you're fighting for, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Newborn screenings.
Yes, yes. If the vet questioned for 11 months, of course, she was hypotonia, she was a preemie, and the diagnosis was devastating. There was no treatment at the time. So if Lily can change the lives of future families that get diagnosed and get that early treatment, then, their lives will be different. They should sit and walk and not lose as much function as, she has.
Not a lot of parents can juggle dealing with a child with a rare disease and advocating at the same time. And it's pretty amazing. And you are advocating and you're reaching out. And they always say, hey, if you need help, why don't you call your senator? Why don't you call your state representative? And we did. We called him. And it's Dan Swanson from the 74th District. How are you, sir?
Well, good morning, Eric. And good morning, Tracy and Lily and Randy.
Tell me how you met Tracy and the Parlier family and why Tracy's fight to get this information out, Dan, is important to you.
Oh, absolutely. It's important. And it's, as I've told Tracy and other mothers, there's nothing like the passion of a mother with a sick child. She reached out to my office and we had a sit-down discussion about Lily. And Tracy shared with what we could possibly do to help prevent other children from this terrible disease.
Yeah.
And it's all about the early discovery through testing that we can identify the SMA to help children hopefully lead a normal life.
Yeah. And Lily's always going to have that's going to be an amazing legacy for her when she grows up, knowing that. And you'll finally tell her that she helped a lot of other people. And Dan, that's so awesome that you stepped in and lent a hand to the Parlier family. Were you there for Rare Disease Day last Wednesday in Springfield?
Yes, I was. I was able to listen to several speakers and be a part of the Rare Disease Day. And it was exciting, but we've got a lot of work ahead of us.
Dan, tell everybody what that day is about for parents and for their children.
Well, it's an opportunity for parents to network with other families who have rare disease and also to be a voice in the capital of their plight. And it's just amazing the mothers and the fathers and the brothers and sisters who were all here to help support their loved family member to get their voice heard.
Tracy, you took challenges that you have with your child's rare disease. What did you say when you got a chance to speak at Rare Disease Day?
I kind of tripped over my words. I just told him about Lily, kind of the equipment she has to use and just kind of about SMA. She was the only SMA there, so that was nice that she was their voice. And there was diseases we've never heard of that was a really eye-opener.
Yeah, there were other parents that spoke and that you heard. Now, Dan, was it an eye-opener for a lot of other state representatives and lawmakers that they've never heard about this and maybe they didn't know some of these things are a problem? And if there's not communication, we don't know, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's all about reaching out to the representatives and senators to share their story, to be that voice. And Tracy and Lily have been extremely loud voices in the SMA arena. And, Tracy may not share this with you, but back in November during veto session, her and Lily came to appear before a Senate committee, and Lily actually stole the mic and stole the show through that hearing.
That's great. She's done that in this studio before, too. She's just a little bit more sedate today. 3-year-old Lily Parlier is the child of Randy and Tracy Parlier. And she has spinal muscular atrophy. When Tracy says SMA, that's what she's referring to. And things could have been changed if you would have known some things ahead of time, possibly, Tracy, right?
In our particular case, probably not.
Yeah.
The FDA, she was diagnosed June 13th of 2016. The FDA approved the first ever treatment, Spinraza. It's administered via lumbar puncture, December 23rd, 2016. Lily was very fortunate to get dosed in February, I believe, is when she started her dosing of 17.
When did you find out that early testing, that newborn testing is a good thing for SMA? When did you find that out? And who said you should run with this, Tracy, and let other parents know?
Actually, it was at SMA conference last summer. They were really pushing for families to advocate and go to their legislation people to get this out there, that now there's a treatment available, so now testing is an option.
Yeah.
And how important it is.
Did you make a bond with there are other parents there, and you said with kids with rare diseases and mothers that you hadn't met before. Did that solidify you to like, okay, I'm going to march on. Look how many other moms and dads are here.
Yeah.
What did that do to you?
There was a couple parents there who've lost their children, one very recently. So it was, it gave us, I guess, more strength to push forward, because changing, if we can change the lives of future kids diagnosed with this, that's going to have a chance to live and as normal life as possible.
Yeah.
And that no other parent has to go through what we went through. It made me feel very fortunate for Lily that she's as strong and as independent and sassy.
Yeah, well, and Representative Dan Swanson is on the phone with us too, and he saw that in Lily, and he saw your passion too. And Dan, I'm sure you know you can't promise Tracy the world, but you know about this fight now, and you're going to use your resources to do what you can to help, and with Tracy's help to make these changes so other kids are helped out.
Absolutely, that's. You know, here in Springfield, we've gotten the bill through committee. Our next step is to get it voted on by the full House, get it over the Senate as soon as we can, and get the governor to sign this legislation so we can begin the process of funding the testing and getting the equipment on place so we can start testing as soon as we're able to.
Dan, are you hopeful for that along with the Parler family that and your constituents will come together and make that happen?
Oh, very hopeful.
Yeah.
Very hopeful. We're getting additional sponsors on the bill. We have a majority party. We have minority member parties on this legislation. And that's a good thing, to get the support from both parties.
That's 74th District State Representative Dan Swanson. He's got the Parlier families back, who are fighting for newborn screening. So maybe some parents will know and can spot spinal muscular atrophy early before they have to go through a lot. Let's talk about real quick, Tracy, Lily's progress with going to conferences and finding out more and doing the work that maybe some parents are scared to do. They don't want to find out, or they don't know, you know, what to do to help out their children. What have you found out, and tell us about her growth and how she's doing.
My biggest thing was I want education. I want connection. I want education. Give me families that live this every day.
Yeah.
And by doing that, we've connected with parents that have, you know, older children with this disease, and they're strong because of certain diets that they're on. So we're like, let's try it.
Yeah.
It's made a complete difference in her, you know, reaching out to groups for physical therapy, reaching out to groups for type 2s, for emotional support, for just taking in as much education as we can and applying it to her life. And keep pushing her, you know. Don't say, oh well, it's okay. You know, you've got this. You don't have to. No, she does have to.
Yeah.
and she'll tell us that, you know, she's got a lot more fight in her than, you know, than we think sometimes.
Oh, and those connections with the other parents who are going through the same thing, That's what life's all about, finding someone else that, you know, that has the same issue or the same problem or the same passion. And you've done that. So, and you might talk to a parent with a child that's 12 years old, so you might know what to expect as she gets older. And she's got her braces and she's doing well. And you said that's with these braces, how new are these?
We got them December.
And you've seen what since then?
The biggest growth spurt she's ever had.
Yeah.
She's three. She finally hit 20 pounds. she can climb onto the couch now. She can stand with her walker and her braces. She's definitely gotten some height to her. So.
And Brother Evan, very helpful.
Very helpful. Yes. Yeah.
Well, but still a brother.
Oh, yes. He torments her, but...
I see Dad's a smile on his face. Yeah, he's my son.
According to Evan, Lily can have what Lily wants, and we're like, no.
Representative Swanson, the Parler family and these other families during Rare Disease Day last Wednesday must have touched your heart quite a bit.
Absolutely. I'm blessed to have two strong, healthy young men, some beautiful daughter-in-laws, and to see the struggles of families go through without having the resources available that are just a hand reach away, but they need help getting them. That's what we're trying to do here, is to help connect the families with the resources and make those available.
Dan, that's got to make your job a whole lot easier, sleeping at night knowing that you know that your voice can help out a family like the Parlers, your voice and others of your peers.
Well, you know, and a lot of prayers go into this too.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
A lot of support.
That's 74th District State Representative Dan Swanson. He's got the back of the Parler family as they want to help other parents who might be going through just dealing with the emotionality and everything else that goes along with that, having a rare disease. And Lily Parler has spinal muscular atrophy, and the Parler family are making the best of it and some with the passion to make sure that other families have it a lot easier than they did. And they're dealing with it, and Lily's doing well. And they've got Dan Swanson behind him helping out, too, with a great voice. Representative Swanson, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Hey, thank you very much, Eric, and thank you for carrying this message for us, too. It's getting the word out and getting the support of the community for the part of your family is important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Representative Swanson, thanks for being on.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. Bye, Randy. Bye, Lily.
Bye, Dave.
that's Lily saying bye. The 74th District State Representative.
Bye, Tracy.
Bye.
Dan Swanson and Tracy. What's up before we let you go, Tracy? What's up for Lily? What are her weekly treatments that she has to go through? And are they pretty light? And is she getting used to them?
She loves to swim.
Yeah.
We're still trying to get around that. Insurance, you know, is not on our side for that. But
things to keep her strong.
The community's been phenomenal about, you know, let's try this and let's. So the community's been phenomenal about trying to get her into a pool.
Yeah.
To get that exercise, she has weekly physical therapy.
Yeah.
At home, you know, we obviously keep up with her stretches, which she does not like. But she does them. She's had 6 lumbar punctures so far since last February. She's been to Chicago for extension of her braces since she has grown. So she handles everything pretty well.
And you're usually right there. She can look into your eyes or Dad's eyes if something hurts a little bit. You're right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not like, oh, it's okay. I'm like, just do it. It's fine. Not to
Well, that'll make her strong. The Parlier family are Randy, Tracy, Evan, who's not here today, little brother, and Lily. And she's not anxious yet, but it won't be long. So we're going to let her do some running and take Mom and Dad on a Tuesday journey. Thanks to the Parlier family for being here. And anytime you're helping out Lily, there's an event going on, or you just want to get the word out about SMA and how you can help out, let us know.
Definitely.
All right.
And thanks to the community again.
Yeah.
And you.
Absolutely, Tracy. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks.